Delta announces cuts in international service. The first customer A400M is in final assembly. And Santa Monica NIMBYs smell blood in the water. This is Arrow News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this Arrowcast. Here's what's up in aviation for Tuesday, November 29th, 2011. The pilot of a Cessna 162 Skycatcher reportedly made a hard landing Friday at New Jersey's Lincoln Park Airport, lost control, and ran off the runway into trees. Lincoln Park Police Sergeant William Carback told the Associated Press that Ilya Klein, 32, of Cliffside Park, New Jersey, was the only person on board and was treated at a nearby hospital for back pain and minor cuts. The plane is registered to Aero Safety Training, based at Lincoln Park. A company spokeswoman told AP Klein had rented the plane for a three-hour flight. You can find details in the initial accident report in the text version of this story, dated November 29th, at aero-news.net. The Indianapolis suburb of Marion, Illinois, is mourning four people lost in the crash Saturday of a Cirrus SR-20 in Crystal Lake. Conditions at the time of the accident were described as cloudy and rainy. Friends of the pilot tell WTHR-TV that businessman Ray Harris, who'd been flying for 6 to 8 years and was a member of the Marion Pilots Club for about 2 years, had said for a long time he meant to get his instrument rating but just never got around to it. The SR-20 was a 2000 model owned by the club, and Secretary Treasurer Ray Carman says it had a well-equipped panel. He adds, quote, "I'm reasonably sure the aircraft was in 100% working condition," unquote. Harris is said to have been taking his 21-year-old daughter, Ramey, back to Wheaton College in Illinois after Thanksgiving. The other two occupants of the plane have been identified as another younger Harris daughter, Shay, and a friend, 22-year-old Chris Backus of Eau Claire, Wisconsin, who was a student at Indiana Wesleyan University. The NTSB will investigate. Harris was reportedly in contact with Chicago area ATC before he deployed the SR-20's BRS parachute. The new international terminal at Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport may be a little less busy than originally planned. Delta Airlines says it's cutting the number of international flights it operates from its busiest hub. The airline says it will discontinue several flights between Atlanta and Shanghai. That's a route which has not performed up to the airline's expectations since it was launched as a daily service in 2008. Other discontinued flights out of Atlanta include routes to Athens, Copenhagen, Moscow, Prague, and Tel Aviv, according to a report in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Delta had announced a plan to cut flight capacity by 2% in 2012 and says these discontinued routes are part of that strategy. The airline says it will continue flights to nearly 70 international destinations from the new Hartsfield terminal next year. Atlanta Airport General Manager Lewis Miller remains optimistic that the new terminal will eventually be used to its full capacity as the region grows over the next 20 years. Delta is also cutting flights to international destinations from New York, but has added seasonal flights from Detroit and Seattle to Paris. Airbus Military reports it's begun final assembly of the first A400M that will be delivered to a customer, the French Air Force. The major airframe components are being mated now at a plant in Seville, Spain. In September, a test aircraft, designated Grizzly 1, successfully performed the high-energy rejected takeoff test. Emergency evacuation tests were also completed to demonstrate that the aircraft can be safely evacuated in a specified time when loaded with troops or other passengers. The high-energy rejected takeoff test is one of the toughest in the program, and because of the risk of damage to the aircraft, it's among the last items performed before preparation of the aircraft flight manual. It requires the aircraft, loaded to the maximum takeoff weight, to make a simulated takeoff run which is aborted at the V1 decision speed. The aircraft is then taxied clear of the runway and stopped for 5 minutes before firefighters are allowed to cool the brakes and wheels. As is typical in this test, three of the aircraft's tires blew, but there was no further damage. Airbus says there are 8 serial production A400Ms in various stages of completion. Still ahead, a controversial third Chicago airport moves forward. A California city decides it needs its own helicopter. And will Santa Monica NIMBYs prevail at last? You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Tuesday, November 29th. I'm Paul Plack. A NIMBY showdown is shaping up in California. The city wants to please residents near the Santa Monica Airport, who say they want to close the airport to enjoy less noise and pollution and greater safety from possible crashes. The FAA says the city made a deal to keep the airport open in perpetuity. Sometime between now and 2015, the agreement may go to court. The Los Angeles Times reports that all land and building leases at the airport expire in 2015, and the city has already engaged consultants to plan what could be done with 227 acres that currently includes the airport, a dog park, athletic fields, and art galleries. The FAA is promising to hold the city to the terms of its original 1948 land transfer agreement. The airport predates the longest residing NIMBYs by decades. It opened in 1917 and is Los Angeles County's oldest airport. High land values in parts of California have led the city to approve encroaching development over the years. The LA Times refers to private jet operators as convenience-loving West Side jet-setters and quotes Martin Rubin, identified by the paper as an air quality activist based in Los Angeles, in linking the NIMBY debate to a larger movement. Rubin tells the paper, quote, "The 1% are jet-setting in and out of Santa Monica Airport and polluting the air for a large number of residents," unquote. The Illinois Department of Transportation, IDOT, and other proponents of a third Chicago-area airport to relieve O'Hare and Midway are a step closer to their goal. The FAA has approved a facility requirements report for IDOT's proposed master plan for the South Suburban Airport in Piatone, Illinois, 46 miles south of Chicago. The Chicago Sun-Times reports the new airport would have a 9,500-foot runway and a terminal with four gates, passenger and cargo aprons, and facilities for corporate jets. But only 2,300 of the 5,000 acres required to start construction have been secured. George Oxenfeld, president of STAND, which is short for Shut This Airport Nightmare Down, has questions. Quote, "What about the school districts or the tax flow or the pollution? What kind of clientele is going to use the airport? This makes me feel awful," unquote. IDOT says the recent FAA approval of a portion of its master plan will result in development of an environmental impact statement that will address those concerns. The Fontana, California City Council has approved the purchase of a police version of the Robinson R-44 helicopter, using assets seized during drug arrests. The council last week signed off on spending $415,000 for the purchase of the aircraft and another $85,000 for upgraded law enforcement equipment. The owner of the private company, which has been the provider of helicopter services to the department for 9 years, says the department has underestimated the operating costs of owning its own aircraft. Leo Bell, the owner of California Aviation Services in Riverside, says, quote, "I could not operate for some of the costs stated in that budget," unquote. Police Chief Rodney Jones tells the Redlands Daily Facts he also hopes to be one of the initial customers for the police version of Robinson's new R-66 turbine helicopter. The department's current contract with California Aviation Services is worth almost $500,000 a year. And finally today, the debate over whether overreaching airline security measures have gone too far may have some new fuel. The FAA has ordered airlines to remove the emergency oxygen generators in airline lavatories out of fear that they were, quote, "easily accessible and could have been manipulated to create a flight hazard," unquote. The agency tells USA Today that coming up with a secure system to replace them could take as long as 4 years, leaving passengers who happen to be in the lab during a decompression event vulnerable in the meantime. In Advisory Circular 25-30, issued in 1996, the FAA noted the effects of altitude on TUC, or time of useful consciousness. Quote, "At 25,000 feet, the TUC for most people is about 3 to 10 minutes. At altitudes above 25,000 feet, the TUC decreases very rapidly, becoming only a few seconds at 40,000 feet," unquote. There have been a number of highly publicized airliner decompression events in flight in recent years. If you find yourself in the bathroom when it happens, better hope the pilot makes a steep dive. The FAA says it made its decision in cooperation with the TSA. That's the latest from Aero News. If you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.